Greater creativity and imagination in bringing Christ's message to the world. That was the call launched by Father Afonso Nicolás, the newly elected Superior General of the Society of Jesus, on Friday. In a press briefing outlining the course of the General Congregation, Father Nicolás said that over 2 months of deliberation, the 225 delegates drawn from across the world had whittled the priorities for the future of the order down to 5 key points: mission, Jesuit identity, governance, collaboration, and obedience. Obedience to the Jesuit role as an apostolic body present across the world, with the Pope as Christ's vicar at its center. Reaffirmation of the Jesuit identity as a body within the Church sent out to the frontiers of today's globalized society. Greater collaboration with religious of other orders, lay faithful and non-baptized men and women of goodwill, in the promotion of justice and human dignity. But above all, mission. And in that context, Father Nicolás pointed out 2 priorities for the Church: Africa and Asia.
Why? Because even before the congregation, in the year 2003, Father Peter Kolbenberg, in a letter to all the major superiors, has stated these priorities, and among them, Africa.
A native of Burkina Faso, Father Jean Iboudou is assistant to the Superior General for Africa.
When we speak about people who are in need, and you see a continent, an entire continent, who is in need, so this is the place for a priority.
Prior to his election as Superior General, Father Nicolás had spent many years in Asia, most recently in Japan. Speaking to journalists Friday, he revealed that in his meetings with Pope Benedict XVI, the Holy Father had shown particular interest in what he called the dialogue of cultures, which marks Asian spirituality. Father José de Vera is chief spokesperson for the Jesuits.
China, because it's a mystery, but we have a long tradition, not only Ricci, but following the steps of Ricci to the 20th century. So we would like to continue in this tradition of serving the people of China. So China and Africa, they are obvious choices, so to say, but the approach is different.
The final conclusions of the 35th General Congregation are currently being drafted, and following approval will be published. I'm Emer McCarthy.